Area 54. Elevator music from hell.
Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue à bord. Je suis Anita Tijoux. La température extérieure est de 27 degrés. Il est exactement midi et quart et vous êtes sur le vol numéro 69 de Latin Airlines. Le capitaine, DJ Beatman, désire vous donner une cordiale bienvenue et vous souhaite un très bon voyage. Dans quelques instants, nous vous inviterons à déguster un peu de musique latine, jazz, breakbeat, funk, salsa, bossa nova, ainsi que divers ingrédients préparés très soigneusement par toute la tripulation. Nous vous souhaitons un très bon voyage. Et bienvenue à bord.
This is not a test. This is the blissed out cosmic sound. The now sound. The chill sound. The sound of music from the future. On Area 54.
Don't believe. Sound. The future sound. The now sound. Of area 54.
I'm not afraid to die. We just can't get enough of this new Underworld album, Oblivion with Bells. The song is called Best Mamgu Ever. Hello, everybody. This is Tim and Mike, Area 54. Rodney Hunter, before that, did Part of the Mind off of his album Hunterville. And I wonder what Hunterville is like in Rodney Hunter's world. Oh, Mike. Yes.
Yeah, somebody needs to send us away. You almost got me laughing here.
Somebody send us some grapefruit-flavored green tea, please.
Oh, that, and, that was the other night, cold. Wasn't it?
Everybody at 94.7's got a cold right now. Now I'm starting to get one, finally. Gustav was just sounded horrible last week.
Too many germs in the studio. I don't know. We need to sanitize this area here.
These microphones, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
Burial, song's called Raver, before that, off of the album Untrue. And we start off the whole set with Cut Chemist. The song we played was called The Garden, and can be found on Cut Chemist album called The Audience is Listening.
You know, we talked about this Rodney Hunter album the other week, where the reviewers were saying it's a little overproduced, and it's not really a strong effort. And
what do you think?
Well, I listened to it again. It really kind of sucks.
Does it? That's too bad. He probably worked really hard on it, too.
I love his older material, which isn't even that old. But
that stuff that he didn't try as hard on?
I don't know how hard he worked on it, you know. We'd have to ask him that.
It's always
I feel bad, but sometimes maybe the guy worked a little bit too hard on it.
If you're an artist and someone accuses you of having something overproduced, that means that you spent too much of your life doing it, right?
Could be.
That's got to be hard to hear.
Sometimes music's good, you know, and it's rough around the edges.
I agree. That's Moby's style.
Moby only has one style.
And he does. He's with raw samples, you know.
I don't think his is rough.
I think Moby's is simple. I think Moby, basically what it is, he just doesn't know how to operate his software.
I'm a little jealous of him. I still can't reproduce what he does.
No, he's
he was in the right place at the right time, but
that's it.
I'd be surprised if we ever hear anything from him again. He had his time.
Strong words.
Huh?
Okay. He's going to be out to prove you wrong.
Okay, come on. Give it to me. He's a good guy, though.
He is, yep.
Well, maybe he will come back. Maybe he'll surprise me.
I hope so.
No, not
going to happen. All right, what do we got next?
What are we going to play next year? A band called Time Warp, Inc. Song's called, I don't know, is it Jum Jazzy?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just go with that.
There we go.
All right, it's Tim Mike, Area 54.